A transition. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. I've been doing this show for a long time. I think we'll let somebody else do it. I'm going to call up my buddy Dwight Silverman from the Houston Chronicle, who's been on this show for a lot of years, offering his insight into technology news. So let me call him up here on Skype. Hey, Dwight, I'm tired. You want to host the show?
Me?
Yeah, just go ahead whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Well, no, I'm not really John Gordon, but those words have kicked off this radio show for 14 years. Today is John's last turn as host of Future Tense, and we thought it was time to turn the tables. I'm interviewing him this time, and besides, he's just tired, so let's give him a break, shall we? John.
Yes.
You've been doing this for 14 years. That's an astonishing amount of time to host a radio show on a subject that is basically about constant change.
And that's why I'm so tired.
Kind of the approach that you've taken to Future Tense has been that of a healthy skeptic. And I think that there's not enough of that in technology coverage. So, you know, what you're doing will be missed. But in the 14 years that you've done this, what, you know, of the tech that you've seen and that you've talked to folks about, what has most impressed you?
What has most impressed me? You know, probably the smartphone. I think it had the biggest effect on me personally, you know, the way I work and the way I live my life. The first time I could do email on a phone and pretend I was working when I was really out on the golf course, very powerful technology. But, you know, it changed my relationship to work. I mean, I could sort of be always on if I needed to at work, and it just gave me great flexibility. And also, like, the family dynamic, just being able to email and text my kids and my wife. I mean, it totally changed things for me.
Do you think that the smartphone is probably the most important device that has come along in the 14 years you've been doing this?
I think so. Don't you?
Yes, I do. What technology has scared you the most?
I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh, yeah? How about Facebook?
Okay. Yeah, kind of. it probably is the gradual erosion of privacy that we've seen over the past 14 years. And maybe it's not gradual, maybe it's kind of sudden, but it's a little bit more all the time, right? I mean, I was listening to some tape from a report I did in 1996, and I was asking a guy, hey, people are creating these things called home pages and revealing these little details about their personal lives. Don't you think that's kind of scary? And, you know, to compare that to what people divulge online today, probably a little scary.
You're about to have your own Future Tense because you're not just like getting out of the radio business. You're going off and becoming an editor. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Well, speaking of Facebook, I'm the new social media and mobile editor for Minnesota Public Radio News. So, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
So finally, you know, I have a question. What is going to happen to Future Tense?
It will air same time, same place. There's a new host, John Moe, formerly of the Weekend America public radio show and a tech show in Seattle. So new voice, new website, but the same commitment to technology news in an ever-changing landscape.
Well, John, we'll miss your voice on the radio, but I know your presence will still be out there in cyberspace. Have a good trip, and thanks for 14 years of great radio.
All right, Dwight, and thanks to you for all the insight and intelligence you've brought to the show over the years. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.